jazz music was dance music. It came out of the brothels and the cat houses in New Orleans. The piano player and the upright bass player used to play for these people to dance around the rooms while they were waiting for their turns. I guess it was sort of like taking a number like you do nowadays when you go to the welfare. You know, the numbers are flashing on the wall. Number 46, okay. Like, this was a combination of of jism, what they used to call jism in the brothels, and ass music. The reason they called it ass music was because there was a shipload of brass instruments that was stolen off of one of those ships, and all of a sudden everybody in the ghetto had a trumpet or a sax or something that they were playing, but they had no formal training, so they called them ass musicians. So the combination of jism and ass was what you came up with when you came up with jazz. This is what they called it. And naturally, when Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller and them got into it, they had to clean it up a little bit, so they called it jazz. But your mom would tell you, stay away from them jazz musicians, because they come from them low-down circumstances. What I'm saying is that somehow the description of jazz, which should have been passed on to people like Elvis Presley and to James Brown and to the people who played dance music later on, got perverted and pushed into something else altogether. And the people who had graduated from those jazz bands, who were confined to the smaller clubs and to non-moving circumstances after the Depression, when you couldn't get no gasoline and you couldn't get around too much, those became the people that they concerned, that they said carried on the jazz tradition. But what they were playing was what Frank Foster used to call black classical music. The jazz music itself, music to dance by, was still dance music. It still was carried on, but it was carried on by Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard and Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry, and later on by James Brown and the Temptations and them. That's what jazz music is. So when the question of is that jazz came up, I started to describe it in terms of what I knew it to be, dance music. Dance music from its earliest beginnings to where it is now. Prince may be one of the greatest jazz musicians in the world. Like, those are the people who play jazz music. They play jazz. They play music for you to dance by, for you to jump up and down on. And the people who play other music, music that's more thoughtful, music that's more atmosphere creating in the clubs and in the nightclubs where you sit down and ponder your yesterdays and your tomorrows over a drink. Those are the people who have inherited the jazz name, but actually the black classical attitude. And so is that jazz was a playful sort of a song, but a serious sort of question in terms of like when is it going to be that we start to define our own art and start to describe what we do in terms that we know and that we can follow and continue with. That's what is that jazz was concerned about.